First, as winter continues to hold Wisconsin in its icy, snowy grip, how does a few days in sunny, warm Florida sound? Before you start buying plane tickets and making hotel reservations, consider what our next guest has to say. She did a little experiment recently to figure out the best way to go about booking a vacation, including booking directly from hotels and airlines, a travel agent, and some online options. She says the results may surprise you. Shivani Vora is a lifestyle and travel writer based in New York City. She talked to Central Time producer Bill Martins.
Before we get into the findings of your experiment, what are some important things we should keep in mind when planning a vacation?
Planning a vacation, I think, is where, I guess, you know, you want to go, right? Finding a destination, I think, is important. Booking your accommodations, planning activities, booking how you get there, definitely. The transportation, are you flying, are you driving, so figuring out how to get there.
So how many different ways are there to book a trip?
I think in the proliferation of an online world, there are many ways to book a trip. There's an endless number of travel sites that you can go to book trips, and I think that's the biggest proliferation we've seen in the space. You can certainly book direct. You can call up airlines directly. You can call up hotels directly. Or you could definitely use a travel agent. Or you can use, like I said, the online sites like Expedia's of the world.
Now, you planned a hypothetical vacation using four different methods, and then you compared the results. So what did this vacation look like, this hypothetical vacation?
Okay, so the hypothetical vacation is that I was going from Chicago, to Fort Lauderdale, and was staying at the Atlantic Hotel, which is a beachfront property in Fort Lauderdale. And I was with my family, so there was four of us. So that's what the trip was.
So what happened?
For four nights.
So what happened when you went directly through the hotel and the airline?
I got a nice agent on the phone. I got a quote of $376 a night for an ocean view room, which was the basic category of room. And I found, the agent I spoke with was really general, really friendly, very knowledgeable about the hotel. Tried to figure out, I said, I'm with my husband, I'm with my two kids, they're both under 12. Is it going to be big enough? He knew a lot about it. The size of the room, he said, no, I think it's going to be big enough. You know, you have a balcony, you have a little kitchenette area. And in terms of flights, I found a bunch of flights. I went on AA. I'm a frequent, I'm a part of their frequent flyer program. I try to fly them as often as I can. So I found a bunch of affordable flights, and I found the great one with great timing on AA.
Then you planned that same trip through a travel agent. Now, what did you find out going that route?
So he was able to get me a lower rate for the same level room. So it was $315 a night. So instead of $376 a night. So that was a savings right there.
Okay.
And he got me the same airfare. But he was able to get me a lot of extras. He got me a breakfast, which is big because I think breakfast can add up to, $100 or more for a family of four, depending on what you get. He said if there was an upgrade at the property that had space, that they would upgrade me to the next level. He got me an early check-in and a late check-out, which is really nice because, they're not obligated to give you a room before 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he got me a boat tour of Fort Lauderdale for all four of us. And he got me a welcome amenity, so either key lime tarts or chocolate-covered oranges, a sweet treat to look forward to.
Hey, that's cool. And then you also tried Expedia, which is, basically an online aggregator that gives you prices on flights and rooms and car rentals and so on. What did that turn up?
So that was interesting, actually. I typed it in that I was looking for four people, and it showed the hotel as being sold out. So I knew that it wasn't actually sold out, because I'd already done the travel agent, and I'd already called the hotel directly, and I knew that they had several rooms available. So I said, this is weird. When I changed, I found the same American Airlines flight. But when I changed it and I said it's for two people, it showed the room is available. So it wasn't letting me book that category of room for four people.
That's weird.
So it was, yeah, I was able to book it then. And the room worked out to be about $348 a night when I did it that way.
Okay. And then lastly, you went through Booking.com and Google Flights. So what kind of results did you get through that, through them?
So it's the same room, $350. So somewhere right in the middle of the hotel directly and the travel agent. And then the same AA flight, that price was consistent all throughout.
We are talking with Shivani Vora, a lifestyle and travel writer in New York City. So it looks like the travel agent wins out here. I mean, did that surprise you?
I would say, because, you know, I've covered the travel agent, you know, space and the value that they can get you for a number of years now. And but I would say in general, it is very surprising that how much extra, how many extras, extras valued at several hundred dollars I was able to get through the travel agent. I think most people would be surprised by that because people think that travel agents are out and who really uses them anymore. But I certainly found that not to be the case, that here, you know, I got the most bang for my buck, so to speak, with a travel agent. And one other thing I should add about the travel agent is that he really knew the property. He hadn't stayed there. This was Jack Ezon of Embark. He hadn't stayed there, but several of his agents, colleagues, had stayed there. And they had said, you know, he knew that all entry-level rooms are not created equal. He said that if you get one ending in 12, you're going to get 75 more square, 75 more square feet of space.
Hey.
Which is a big deal, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, every little square foot counts when you're with kids, I think. People, they spread out.
Right.
And also, if I had any problems with flights, anything was delayed, which they often are, especially in winter, or there was a problem at the hotel, I would go to them. They would act as my representative. So those were two nice extras that I got right there, on top of the extras of the breakfast and the upgrade and the early check-in and the boat tour, which was a few hundred dollars, the boat tour.
Wow. Okay. So we're talking, again, we're talking about a pretty straightforward trip here. Again, I mean, family flies from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale. You stay in the hotel the whole time. However, in your piece, you wrote that you probably didn't need the hand-holding for such a simple trip. So I guess my question is, when does a travel agent make the most sense?
I would say that if you're really price shopping, why not go to a travel agent for any trip? I mean, I didn't need the hand-holding, but I needed the extras, right? I mean,
right.
Who doesn't need the extras? It's a very basic trip. I could have planned it on my own, but I got a lot more. So in that case, it absolutely made sense to use a travel agent. Absolutely.
And you also seem to think pretty highly of your travel agent in this case. So, and there are a lot of travel agents out there. How would you suggest we go about finding one who can make us just as happy as the one you worked with?
I think that, you know, just by simply interviewing travel agents, there's many different travel networks out there. Virtuoso has, you go on virtuoso.com. You know, you type in what you're looking for exactly. They match you with prospective agents, Signature Travel Network, the American Society of Travel Agents. If you just go on, I mean, you know, you come up with lists of people. You can find one in your area, you know, in your neighborhood if that's what you're looking for, or someone like if you're planning a trip to Italy or to Cambodia or whatever it is, and someone who's an expert in that destination. That's another way to go about it, too.
Okay.
So, there's lots of ways.
Sure. And I guess I'm also wondering if there are any rules of thumb as to when you might want to book directly through the airline or use one of those online services, or should we pretty much just plan on doing what you did in evaluating all our options?
I think that you should definitely evaluate all your options, right? You'd be silly not to price shop, especially when we as consumers are so spoiled for choice today.
Where's your next trip going to take you?
The Atacama Desert in Chile.
Ooh.
Spring break, yes.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Have a great time.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Shivani Vora is a lifestyle and travel writer in New York City. She talked to Bill Martins about booking a vacation and her experiment to find out how to get the most bang for her buck.